Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, we're here. This is your boy. Once again, the Jedi Ronin is here. Your boy Meech, because of the fact that I'm just out here, you know. It's a new year. It's just an amazing time. It's 2024, y'all. But you know I had to get this out for y'all. I know I had to record this episode for y'all. So you guys will not be left hanging, and you guys will have a very special episode to listen to begin the year off. Now, with that being said, you know, I know it's been a minute. I know it has, but we have a bunch of updates to tell you guys about. There's a bunch of things that have happened in these past few weeks, but of course your boy's gonna be here to help you with most of them. Will I be able to get through everything that's been said? Absolutely not, but it's just gonna be a great time, you know? So anyways, I'm Demetrius, and Meech and Meech presents, or really just Meech presents, the Blurred City Podcast. So, like any other podcast, as you know, I'm doing it solo dolo. We gotta have to hit you up with the what's hot. And what's hot is what's good out here in these streets, what's good out here in this new year. So, first of all, I have a bunch of talking points. Number one, these fireworks are going absolutely insane. I don't know if you guys can hear any of it outside, but if you do, that's my neighbors. But if you don't, then just know that I will be going out there as soon as I finish this recording, because I have a bunch and I will be setting them off, and I will just end up blowing up half of humanity. So yeah, gonna set off a 2024 on a right note. All right, now that was just a quick side. Now back to what's hot, what's happening out here in these streets. All right, so back in last year, or should I say last month, but technically last year, we had Rebel Moon release. As you guys know, Rebel Moon was created by Zack Snyder. It was pitched as a script for a Star Wars, a darker Star Wars story. However, Disney was like, no, this is way too dark, and we would not be using any of your script. So good luck, sir. So Zack Snyder did what Zack Snyder does and says, you know what? I'm going to make it anyways, and decides to release it on Netflix. Now, it's a two-parter, all right? So the second part will be releasing, I think, sometime later this year. I don't recall, but in any case, it is, well, it's been released. The first movie, I say it was fairly good. I could have done a whole review podcast episode on it, but I figure we'll probably do that for part two, to have a full episode on that. And hey, you may never know, it might be a Patreon exclusive, so get that on your radar. All right, so next things next, right? We have ourselves a big update about the TV scene, right? Percy Jackson released. Percy Jackson is absolute flames. I'm not even gonna hold you, all right? Because when it comes to that, right, Percy Jackson, at least in terms of the book franchise, it is well regarded, it's well renowned, it's very well loved and beloved. And as a Greek mythology enthusiast, I can definitely tell you that I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. So yeah, the TV series is actually flames right now. So if you haven't watched it, go ahead and do that. It's on Disney Plus. Another thing that dropped was Marvel's What If. Now, at the time of this recording, it's all done. Season 2 of What If is already done. And some of these what ifs were absolutely great. It was actually kind of fire. I'm not even going to hold you. And then some of them were just like, why? Why are you here? But yeah, I really enjoyed some of the what ifs in this scenario. Wish it got more Spider-Man, but hey, that's neither here nor there. Speaking of, let's go ahead and dip into comics real quick. The Amazing Spider-Man Gang War still happening. I do not care about it. I'm not even going to hold you. But the only good thing out of it is that in the Miles Morales comics, he's actually kind of going stupid. All right. So, yeah, Miles Morales staying goated. We also have KLC Press. KLC Press is out here. You know, we just did our annual review. Of course, we have Vanished that wrapped up. We have the first arc of Kill Your Darlings done. We also have ourselves the schlub that's pretty much almost done. And I just love those series so much, right? I just love the creators. Great friends of mine. Gonna get y'all on the podcast. Griff, Ethan, your time is coming. All right. And I wasn't threatening you. It's a promise. All right. So continuing on, we got ourselves Venom. Now, the Venom comics is actually starting to pick back up, mostly because of the fact that there's a new Carnage comic that dropped. And because of that, they actually are about to do another crossover between Venom and Carnage, which you think would be like kind of crazy. But yeah, so it's actually going to be a crossover event, which is Venom and Carnage. All right. So moving on from comics, we're going to go ourselves into anime. One Piece staying awesome as always. Jujutsu Kaisen, if you haven't read the manga before and this was your first time watching the Shibuya arc, I am sorry, except not really, because we're here for suffering. And actually, there was a news that, or at least some news that dropped about Jujutsu Kaisen, and it was the fact that the main like architect behind it, Gigi, right, he stated that his inspiration for Jujutsu Kaisen came from Akame got killed. Yeah. Yeah. So if we have that going by, we cooked. All right. Whoever loves Jujutsu Kaisen, you just cooked as a fan, because your favorite character ain't gonna make it. It doesn't matter who it is. If it's going the same way Akame got killed went, then whoever you attach to, just go ahead and get your flowers ready and take them out. All right. Kingdoms of Ruin actually finished up its first arc, and it's actually kind of okay. Animation is kind of trash. I'm not even gonna hold you. Animation is kind of whack. And I almost stopped watching it multiple times, but you know me, I give everything like their own chance. But animation aside, voice acting great, storyline's actually good. It's just the animation. It's basically the seven deadly sins of anime, where storyline's pretty good, the characters are great, you get attached to them, and the premise is fire, but the animation is absolute whack. All right. And next up, Tokyo Revengers finished season 3, and I'm not gonna hold you on that. I really loved it too. Come on, son, to see what happened and to finally realize that the boy finally locked in. And that's all I'm willing to say about it, in case you guys haven't watched it yet. The boy finally locked in. All right. And also, this is another thing that it's kind of related to anime, but it's kind of crazy. All right. So there's been this recent trend on TikTok and X, formerly known as Twitter, lately. And it's that Beyblade, of all things, got a resurgence. Yeah, you heard me right. Beyblade. Let it rip. I don't know why. And the fact that it is kind of driving me insane, because I'm like, hey, yo. It's trying to, like, you know, unlocking core memories out of me from the times where I was in elementary school. I got, like, the Black Dronzer from the OG series, which was like one of the best ones because it was hard to find, and it had like the top where like the tip could change shape, pause, and And because of that, it changed its own fighting style. It's, man, that's crazy. And then, and now, like, Metal Fusions, like, we're just getting wild. And one of the main things I've been noticing is just how pressed people be getting over spinning tops. Really, folks is opening the gates to hell. Folks is doing Kamehamehas. Folks is actually dying to spinning tops. It is not that serious. Though I might be a giant hypocrite because of the fact Yu-Gi-Oh! Is basically the same thing. Folks is dying to children's card games getting sent to the Shadow Realm. It's alright. Well, there's no way I could win that one, but yeah, Beyblade has made a resurgence lately. It's actually kind of absurd and almost makes me want to go rewatch the shows, but I kind of don't want to because it's like, I don't want to know how much of my core memories are about to be absolutely washed because the show is terrible, okay? All right, so one more thing. We also have the YouTube sphere. We of course have Mike Starwalker. He released a video on A Legend of Zelda lightsaber fight, which is actually kind of goated. And then speaking of, you have Hello There Animation, who released the Clone Wars Battle of the Heroes. What does that mean? He basically redid the entirety of the Anakin versus Obi-Wan fight from Revenge of the Sith in the style of the Clone Wars. So it's animated Anakin, voiced by Matt Lanter, and Obi-Wan Kenobi, voiced by James Earl Taylor. They are all it's beautiful. I'm not even gonna hold you. Like, it's beautiful. They added in extra scenes in there, some of which were like deleted scenes from various fights, you know what I'm saying? Fights like from the Duke. There's like a sequence that was basically copy and pasted from the deleted Dooku fight that I loved. And then of course, like, he animated like old abandoned or like unfinished footage from the Clone Wars and deleted scenes, which is kind of crazy. So yeah, that's that. And now let's get into one of the biggest things on here, which is gaming. All right, so first of all, you have Five Nights at Freddy's Help Wanted 2. The game is released. Of course, I don't have access to it, but from the gameplay of it, it's really good. And the storyline of it, the theorists have proposed many theories on it, so just time to tell to see if those theories hold any weight, or let's see any collaborations with like some of my fellow artists like Rye Toast, 8-Bit Ryan, and MatPat. And then also FNAF. All right, let's see how they do. Next thing, of course, Quan Chi got released for MK1, as well as many of the winter skins as well. Another thing that also dropped that I ended up getting for Christmas was Uno No Mercy. And good heavens, that game literally starts fights. I'm not even gonna hold you because I almost got into a fight with one of my cousins because of the fact we played it, and I ended up almost making them draw like 30, and we almost came to blows. It's actually kind of absurd, but it's okay, you know, it's all right. It's just Uno, but that's more friendship ending. All right, and then there's another game that clearly released like a long time ago. It's actually more of a board game. It's called Night Cage, and one of my friends got it, and I'm gonna play it, and I know it's about to be crazy because of just how it is. It's just like a dark game where you like spawn on like basically in a dark cave, and like you just have a candle that like lights the way around you, so it just randomly spawns tiles for you to get through as you complete an objective. Of course, speaking of objectives, we got ourselves Marvel Zombie Zombicide, which is a goated game. If you haven't played Zombicide before, think of it as a board game where zombies spawn on the board and you're a character and you just gotta survive. All right, and speaking of survival, one thing that this did not is called The Day Before. Now, I'm sure you guys probably heard about it already, but The Day Before, it was in essence, it was a game created by Fantastic, and it was supposed to basically be kind of like the new DayZ, where you you're procedurally generated into a city overrun by zombies, and you gotta like run, loot, build stuff, eat food, survive, deal with other players. But the thing is that the game was a pure scam from the beginning. Like, I think I might make a whole episode dedicated to the day before, and it's gonna drop the following week because the story behind that is just absolutely absurd, and I just want to make sure that people are fully aware that if you somehow got this game, refund it immediately, because Fantastic has filed for bankruptcy, so and will be closing down as a studio, so get your money back while you can. All right, and now let's get into a couple of things that are like really serious. All these leaks, man. Come on, man. Firstly, Insomniac, that was probably one of the worst leaks of all time, because why would you go out and leak not only gameplay footage from the Wolverine game and a timeline of these next games that are about to get released, but also dox like developers, dox the writers, dox everybody who works for Insomniac? Insomniac has been doing good. They've been doing a lot of good. So the fact that you, whoever went and hacked them, you're pure scum. And I have no other words to say. You're scum and you're a pure loser. I'm not even gonna just waste my time with that, because they're doing so much good. And then speaking of, there's also the leaks from Rockstar. You know, for GTA 6, the hacker actually got sentenced, who leaked like the footage for GTA 6, got sentenced to life in a hospital prison because of the, and people think it's just because of the fact that he leaked the footage. No, the reason why he was sentenced is because like afterwards he kept posting that, like, hey, when I get out of here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I'm just gonna do it again, and I'm just gonna like hack another studio, another company, etc., etc. Which I'm just like, bro, just stop when you're, and just stop, man. So sentenced to life in a hospital prison where the doctors determine if they're eligible to be released. So, well deserved. Also, another thing that got spoiled in the leak for Rockstar Games is the fact that there is development data for Bully 2. Now, Bully 2, good heavens. This is not the way I wanted that game to be announced, but Bully 2 is an absolute dream of mine. Like, it's as much as a dream as Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi 4, okay? In case you guys don't know what Bully franchise, well, really it was just one game and now it's about to be two, is that Bully was essentially Grand Theft Auto, but set in a school where you could play as essentially the bully character. You could like bully kids for money and like go around the town, like buying stuff, doing missions, hazing the principal, go to class, do all of that, right? And it is spectacular as a game. As a matter of fact, I believe it's even worse than Grand Theft Auto, because at least with Grand Theft Auto and all the heinous things you could do in there, at least you were an adult and you were doing it to other adults. Okay, it's like you were not out here killing kids, you were not out here just violating puppies or whatnot. Not in Bully, while you don't outright kill people, well, except for that one mission. Anyways, you don't outright kill people, you still do very, very, very suspect and very out there, like prison energy levels activity to a point where, like, you may cause an SS. And if you know, you know. If you don't, then good luck. Because I'm not trying to get canceled out here. But yeah, that's a... But yeah, Bully 2 is actually out here probably going to be worse than GTA 6. I'm not even going to hold you. Especially with the climate of, like, the school system today and all things going on when it comes to schools and bullying, cyberbullying, online bullying, which I'm just going to preface right now. If you bully somebody, you're a loser, you're trash, because of the fact that just because, like, you may have an issue at home does not give you the right to take your frustration out on others, okay? Just go talk to somebody. If you have those issues at home, literally go talk to somebody, go and, like, talk to a therapist, talk to a counselor, talk to somebody instead of taking your frustration out on somebody else, because then that's how you're going to end up with a situation not unlike a certain school, middle school, or a certain high school. And again, with some SS's there, if you know, you know. And that's my main thing about that. And then the final thing I also want to talk about, which is a major serious moment, is the Jonathan Major situation. So as of right now, he has been convicted of 2 of the 4 convictions that was levied against him. And he has been fired from Disney and been fired from the character of Kang. Now, that is really saddening, really disappointing, especially considering, like, just all the events and everything that was going down in the case. So do note that, like, when, like, what happened was that he was not convicted. Well, he was found guilty of 2 misdemeanor counts of assault and harassment, and one of them was literally just reckless, I think it was like reckless harassment or something like that, where essentially he was just like, hey, I can, like, just for, like, essentially breaking her finger while trying to, like, keep her in the car while he was running away from her. Yeah, trying to keep her in the car while grabbing his phone and then running away from her, but he still got convicted. Just goes to show that, hey, sometimes in America, you just can't. Sometimes in America, just as a black man, you just can't do a lot of things, and you're just, yeah, it's a shame what happened. It's a shame about the boy. I mean, I'm still going to watch, like, all the stuff that he was in. I don't care, because especially considering the fact that the man was running away from the things. He was running away from all of the, running away from the woman, trying to ensure that he wasn't trying to, like, beat on her. So, hey, it is what it is. And it just doesn't matter at this point. So yeah, that's kind of, like, where I want to, like, to take it. So at this moment, we'll just go ahead and take a slight break as we get into our topic on New Year's resolutions. All right, so now that we're back from that, we have ourselves what I like to call our New Year's discussion for our dear Blurtisans. So I just want to talk to y'all about that for a quick spell, especially considering, again, it's the beginning of the new year. So, did you guys, here's, like, some very common New Year's resolutions. Like, these were polled by Forbes Health, and these are, like, some pretty interesting statistics, right? So the most common New Year's resolutions includes 48% of people want to improve their fitness. You know, like, go to the gym, etc. 38% of people want to improve their finances, you know, like, save money, not spend as much, maybe get a higher paying job or get a job in the first place, etc. Improve mental health was 36% of the people. That includes stuff like, you know, going to see a therapist, talking out your feelings, talking about everything. 34% of people want to always end up wanting to lose weight. So, you know, again, that improves like improving your fitness, you know, going out on jogs, dieting, etc. And speaking of dieting, 32% of people want to improve their diet, you know, going on to keto diets, a vegan diet, etc. Now, 25% of people want to make more time for loved ones, you know, hanging out with family, hanging out with friends. 12% want to stop smoking. 9% want to learn a new skill, whether that be, you know, stuff like coding or anything like that. 7% want to make more time for hobbies, you know, like gaming or just having fun in life. And 7% want to improve a work-life balance. Maybe some people are more overworked because of the society. Maybe more people, they have too much free time on their hands, so they want to fill it with something. 6% want to travel more. You know, let's get out of your regular city. Get out of your state. You know what I'm saying? 5% want to meditate regularly. 3% want to drink less alcohol, for you drunkards out there. And another 3% want to perform better at work. Now, things that like I really noticed is that like a lot of these are like just common ones. I mean, these are ones that like you definitely have done in the past. I bet you some of you have these resolutions right now. Am I these people? Absolutely. But I want to like ensure that I want to stick to these goals, and to stick to them, I need accountability. So, Blurtizens, I want to reach out to you all to come and make sure I stay on my goals for this year, which are improve fitness, finances, lose weight, diet, make more time for loved ones, and travel more. Everything else I'm pretty straight on. I'm not even gonna hold you. Why did I give you guys like over 5? Well, turns out that when it comes to New Year's resolutions, 45% of people end up making 3 resolutions. 19% have 2. 13% have 4. I'm in the 7.4% that have 5 or more resolutions. And then the final bit is 2.5% for 1. So when it comes to that, right? Like New Year's resolutions, I find them to be good and bad at the same time. Well, okay, hear me out. So when it comes to New Year's resolutions, people always like want to set goals for themselves. Like setting goals are not bad. It's just the fact that I think most people, myself included at times, don't have like either the accountability or didn't have like the forward planning to like, all right, I'm going to set this goal for myself, but I don't know the steps it takes to get there or like where the cost to like actually making such a resolution, right? And when it comes to that, of course, with my resolutions, I actually have made a detailed laid out plan for everything. So I think I am straight there. but again, it's the accountability angle. So, I mean, you know, there are a bunch of people in the Blurred Citydom that'll help me out with my resolutions. Of course, we got the other Meech, and then we also have, you know, Afropuff Samurai. But yeah, I definitely want all my dear listeners to make sure that we're hitting our goals. Ask for updates. Ask for like, hey, how are we going with those? But yeah, I just wanted to, you know, talk to you all about that. And to make this much more interesting and more fun for the Blurred Citydom, I'm going to create what I'm like to call my Blurred City Resolutions. These are kind of some of the things that I want to have in the realm of Blurreddom. Number 1, collaborations with more fellow YouTubers, fellow content creators, and the like. Blurred Without Fear, KLC Press, See Our Boys of Fusion High Podcast. I definitely want to like set more time to like go collab more with them, you know, get our brand out there, you know, and really just set ourselves up for success, you know what I'm saying? And then the next thing I want to have for our Blurred City resolutions is expanding my horizons when it comes to shows, anime, TV, etc. Watch things that people really love that I just have not seen. Now, an example of that would perhaps probably be more slice of life anime, more of the Studio Ghibli films that have just now been released, because I still haven't seen a lot of them yet, and just different things like that. So yeah, definitely watch out to keep me accountable on that. If you have any recommendations, go ahead, let your boy know. Okay, let me know so that way I can add to my repertoire. Again, expand my horizons, expand my cosplays out, because I mean, I do have, again, the Ichigo cosplay, my Akatsuki / Toby cosplay, I have my Jedi fit. I want to expand myself out to have like a Sith fit, maybe even a Goku gi, or even a Great Saiyan outfit would actually kind of be lit. I'm not even gonna hold you. Okay, so hey, you guys heard it first here. Make me the Great Saiyan Man out, and I'll be sure to be goated out here in these streets. All right, so yeah, just different things like that, and then yeah, and just expand myself out. You know, see more movies, see more TV shows. Like I just started Snowfall. And I liked the first episode, so hey, help me keep me accountable of that, and just make me more productive in just society as a whole. So yeah, that's all I wanted to talk to you guys about. Let's go ahead and hit you with these plugs, and we can get ourselves out of here. All right, so we got ourselves our Instagram and our X, formerly known as Twitter, and our Threads under Blurred City 22. Like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications, do all that good jazz. And then we have ourselves our YouTube and our Patreon under Blurred City Pod. Now, when you subscribe under the Blurred City Pod for Patreon, you get access to exclusive episodes like I aforementioned, maybe the history of the day before, and just the complete travesty that game ended up turning out to be. And then we have ourselves our Discord linked in our Instagram page. And then we also have ourselves our email address, blurredcity22@gmail.com. Now, when it comes to that, you can send random fan theories, geek out freakouts, and just many different and like episode suggestions. And also make sure, like, again, I'm on my P's and Q's when it comes to my New Year's resolutions or my Blurred City resolutions, right? And then also, I am the Jedi Ronin on TikTok as well as Instagram. Go ahead and follow me on there as it may ducktail into more projects that I have on the horizon. And then if you want to subscribe to the other Demetrius, he's Mitri_Dash on Instagram and X, formerly known as Twitter. And if you want his book, A Phantom Pains, The Most Irregular Tales, you can go find that in the Amazon store or Kindle or everywhere such as that. And speaking of, we have a major announcement for you all today. So the reign of the solo Meech will be coming to an end in February. So keep that on your mind. So January is the last month of our solo Dolo series. And then we'll be back to, and hopefully he'll be done with his side quest, and he'll be done with, and we'll see how much he has grown in his time apart. So anyways, just wanted to encourage you all with this word is the fact that you can set your New Year's resolutions. If you fail to plan, then you planned to fail. That is not goodbye forever. It's just goodbye for now. And that's the Blurred City Podcast. See ya later.